football, from rookie to all pro. Football, from rookie to all pro. Written by Don Smith. All the players in the National Football League start the season with a common goal, the Super Bowl. This is the biggest game of them all. To play in it means you are the best. To win it means you are the world champion. There's a lot of money to be made, but more important to the athletes is the pride of playing in football's World Series. Hundreds of players dream of reaching the Super Bowl each season. Only a few make it. But for each and every one of them, that dream begins on a hot summer day when they report to training camp. Every rookie is a little nervous and frightened the day he walks into his first professional training camp. Most of these young men were great stars in high school and college football. Some of them even made All-American. But starting with this first day, they are in the big leagues. And as the saying goes, it's a whole new ball game. What they did in high school and college doesn't matter now. There's a new challenge ahead of them. Most will fail to make it in the NFL. But on this first day, no one thinks in terms of failure. There's a very special moment for rookies in the National Football League. It comes when they suit up for the first time and jog out onto the practice field along with the famous veterans. It's an experience most of them remember years later. Many regard it as a new adventure. They're all a little scared inside, but usually they're too excited to notice the butterflies in their stomachs. The only thing that matters is that they are here. Now it's up to them to prove they belong in the toughest football league in the world. Pro training camps are well organized. Everything is done on a minute-by-minute schedule. Wake-up time is 7 o'clock each morning. By 7:30, most of the squad is at breakfast. It's important to begin the day with a good breakfast, so the players have a choice of fruit and fruit juices, hot and cold cereal, bacon and eggs, toast and rolls, and coffee or milk. The rookie soon learns he must be present at every meal. There are no exceptions to this rule. If a player misses a meal, the coach might fine him $50 or $100. That's enough to teach anybody a lesson. After breakfast, players report to the gym to pick up their equipment. They are issued sweat socks, t-shirts, thigh, hip, and shoulder pads, pants, jerseys, cleats, and shiny helmets. The equipment man is a hard worker. He is in the gym before breakfast to see that everything is ready for the day's practice. Often he is helped by teenage boys who have summer jobs in camp. They work hard too, but they don't mind. The job is fun, and it gives them a chance to meet most of the famous NFL players they read about and see on television. A rookie soon learns the importance of maintaining good muscle tone. Football is a rugged game, and it takes a well-conditioned body to play it. Most of all, it takes stamina and strong legs. Training camps have all kinds of equipment to keep the players in top shape. The bicycle machine strengthens the upper leg, and the resistor machine helps condition the knee. Sometimes the team doctor or the trainer will draw up a special program for a player to follow each day. Then it's up to the athlete to see that he does the exercises on schedule. Defensive linemen need strong arms and shoulders to fight off those big offensive blockers. One way to increase upper body power is by daily weightlifting exercises on this universal gym. Players can start by lifting 50 or 60 pounds and gradually build up to over 100 pounds. The secret is not how much you lift, but rather how often you repeat the exercises. Usually, a few minutes of hard work before practice is enough to build muscles. This also aids in improving overall blood circulation and increases body stamina. It takes brains as well as muscles to play pro football. In camp, rookies must learn many different plays and formations. To make sure that each man knows his assignment for the day, the coaches hold brief squad meetings in the gym before practice. If a player has any questions, this is the time to ask them. Once practice starts out on the field, there's not much time to take a peek at the playbook. At that point, a player should have his individual assignment well memorized. The team can't wait for one man. While the players meet with their coaches before the morning practice, the equipment manager makes last-second repairs on some helmets. It's important that each piece of equipment be in working order before the rough body contact begins on the practice field. Safety first is the motto of the pros, and the best way to keep things safe and to avoid injury in this hard-hitting sport is to give each player the latest in protective gear. This is one of the reasons why there are so few serious injuries in the NFL each season. Every training camp practice begins with calisthenics, or loosening up exercises. Sometimes an assistant coach leads these exercises, and sometimes the job falls to the players, who are the team captains. The squad does sit-ups, push-ups, and many other exercises. These drills take only a few minutes, but they are very helpful in loosening up arm and leg muscles. This prevents muscle pulls and leg cramps once the heavy practice work starts. A body is like an auto engine in wintertime. It must be warmed up gradually before it hits on all cylinders. Veteran players realize it pays to do a little extra loosening up on their own. This is the mark of the outstanding stars in the National Football League. They push themselves to the limit, whether in practice or in a game. They have learned from experience that a man gets out of the sport only what he puts into it. The real pros will run that extra 10 yards in the wind sprints or stay out after practice to work on some part of their game. The rookies also learn that there are no shortcuts to the top in professional football. Long before the start of training camp, the head coach and his staff have carefully mapped out the schedule of each practice. Nothing is left to chance. One drill starts promptly at 10:07 a.m., and the next one begins at 10:08 on some other part of the field. Everything runs like clockwork, and the coaches are there to see that it does. Time is too precious to allow any wasted effort once the whistle blows. But if a young player has a problem or needs advice out on the field, he knows there is a coach nearby who is willing to help. Blocking is an important part of football on any level, high school, college, or professional. The rookie lineman spends a large part of every practice hitting the colorful blocking dummies to improve his timing and footwork. Yes, footwork. The feet are what make a great blocker. An assistant coach, usually a former NFL line star, is always on hand to look for flaws in technique. Bad habits formed in training camp or in practice are likely to be carried over into real games. You don't get to the Super Bowl if you can't block. No drill takes place in a pro training camp until a coach has explained it clearly to his players. Here, an assistant coach demonstrates the proper form for pass blocking. Head up, body relaxed, legs spread for better balance. He also instructs his players that when they block against each other, they must keep one foot on each side of the board. The boards are used in this drill to remind the linemen not to cross their feet while blocking, and not to fall into the habit of taking a narrow stance.